The summary close is excellent when you make a detailed list of every benefit the customer will ever enjoy from the product, then rank them in order of importance and plan your presentation to introduce them in order. Watch for the one or two benefits that seem to be of greatest interest and repeat them over and over again, as we know. Well, the puppy dog close is another close that sometimes you can use. The puppy dog close sells billions of dollars worth of products every year. And what it involves is letting the prospect touch, taste, feel, hold, try out the product or service. I knew one company that sold office equipment. They sold more office equipment than any other company in the city. And you know how they did it? Very simple. They had one thing. They hired salespeople with little or no experience. It didn't matter. Their job was to go out and talk people into taking their machinery into the office for a week's trial. That's all they did. They had literally hundreds of pieces of expensive equipment. They had a one whole department that did nothing but take the equipment out on trial. They found that if you could just get people to use the machine for a month or a week or even shorter period of time, that the incidence for people who would decide to purchase it rather than do without it was so high, that's all they had to do. They were just basically order takers, and they were fantastically successful. So if you have a product that a person can test drive, can try out, can take home, can use, the puppy dog close comes from the famous ploy of the pet shop owner, who the parents come in, usually against their will, because the children want a puppy. We want a puppy. We want a puppy so badly. We've seen puppies in the movies and puppies in the television. So finally, on Saturday, the parents come down with the children to show them the puppies. And the pet shop owner is no fool. He knows the reluctance. The parents don't want to get stuck with the dog. So he says, look, he said, before you make a decision, why don't you take the dog home? Take this beautiful, soft little puppy home for the weekend and see how it works out. And if you don't like it, you can bring it back on Monday. So they take the puppy home. By the time Sunday afternoon comes, what has happened? The kids have grown tired of the dog and are off doing something else. By Sunday night, the parents have fallen in love with the dog. And Monday, the parents go back and buy the dog and take it home and end up taking care of it. One of the best puppy dog closes I've ever seen was a fellow who sold recreational vehicles, expensive motorhomes, $30,000 and up. And what he would do when he found somebody who was really interested in a recreational vehicle, he would arrange to take them out for lunch to talk to them about the vehicle. But he would pick them up at their home and he would drive up in a $50,000 motorhome. He would bring them out, he would open the door for them, they'd climb in, they'd sit down, beautiful. He'd drive them to a park on the edge of the city, overlooking a lake and looking off across the foothills at the mountains. And he'd swing into that park so that the dining table inside the motorhome faced out on this beautiful view. And then he'd open up the microwave and he'd have food all prepared. He'd have a bottle of wine and ice. He'd open the wine, he'd put glasses on the table, he'd lay out the food on china. And they're sitting there, not a sound, soft stereo music in the back, this beautiful view overlooking the lake, birds flying, the mountains in the distance. He said, isn't that beautiful? Now, isn't that what you want? People sit there and they have a couple of glasses of wine. They said, Harry, this is exactly what we want. What are we waiting for? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do this whenever you wanted? Come home in the evening on a summer day and just go out and park. Or go off on a trip on the weekend and have your own moving home, just like this. He sold more motorhomes than anybody else in his city. Even in depressions, even when interest rates were 21%, he was the highest selling salesman because he gave them an opportunity to feel what the product would be like. So if you have a product that is like that, by all means, do everything possible to give people an opportunity to experience it.